Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning and welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay while he's taking a little time off.
Gallivanting, yes.
We just had Paula Schell on from Big Brothers Big Sisters, giving us some info about them and how you can get involved. Pastor Tim Fox from Jubilee Church is still with us.
Still here. Come on.
And now we have Christy Craig from Ready Kids. Hi, Christy.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
How are you today?
Doing super. How are you guys?
We are good. We're good. Full on coffee.
That's right.
So tell us about Ready Kids. I know I volunteer, so I know about it. But for those that don't know what Ready Kids does and the important work that everybody does with Ready Kids, tell us about it.
Sure. So Ready Kids is a local nonprofit. When I say that, I mean we are truly local to Pensacola. There's not another one of us out in the community. There's not an umbrella organization that oversees what we do. So we are deeply embedded in our local area. And our entire mission is kindergarten readiness. We work with children in that youngest academic year when they're in preschool to give them the academic skills, the confidence, the excitement, the social emotional development to not only prepare them for kindergarten, but really to give them that foundation to be lifelong learners and set them up for success long term.
Wonderful. I know I love every Monday morning I go to Brentwood Elementary and my little guy, Amari, is my little mentee, and he's so cute. We finally were able to sit down and read a whole book without him getting fully distracted, and then we finished a puzzle last week, which was a big accomplishment because we tried for 2 weeks and he finally got it, and he was so excited.
Yes.
And it's those little moments that a lot of people don't realize that make such an impact, especially with those little guys.
It really is.
The little guys.
You are part of our flagship Reading Pals program, which is pre-K mentoring in Escambia County. Volunteers come out once a week for 45 minutes and get to mentor a four-year-old student. You, as a Reading Pal, are matched with that same child every single week, so you get to come into the schools and be a part of that child's world and really build that caring, trusting relationship with the child who gets to have their world exposed to more than just, you know, the school walls and what they see at home. And I think it's so important for a child to have somebody who is showing up consistently and saying, you matter, you're important, I care about you, you've got this. And that's really what our mentors are bringing to the Reading Pals program.
Yeah, and it's awesome because I'll see him, he runs, gives me a big hug. And if he knows he's not going to see me for a few weeks, he's like, I'm not going to see my Reading Pal. And I'm like, oh my gosh. But it's so, and then I see him and he's so excited. And I'm that one person that's going to be there every week. And even though it's only 45 minutes. But we do a puzzle, we play a game, we read a book, whatever it is that we're feeling that day. He writes his name. So it's the little things. And that 0 to 5 is so important. And people don't realize it. Yeah, all the ages are important. But that 0 to 5, getting those foundations. And that's what Ready Kids and the Reading Pal program can do. So, yeah, it's so amazing. So thank you for all the work you do. And thank you for letting me volunteer. I love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it.
We're so
excited
to have you.
Yeah.
And we are always in need of more volunteers, so we would love to have the community come out and join us.
Yes.
At this point, the school year has only got about 4 months left in it, so this is a great time to start. It's such a small commitment. I mean, you're talking 45 minutes a week for the next 4 months. It's doable, but it's going to make a big impact for our kids.
And there's a total of how many kids in the Reading Pal program right now?
This year, we've got about 250 children that we're serving across 8 schools, 16 classrooms, and we've still got about 30 children who are waiting to be matched. Okay. So you can imagine that when these children are seeing their classmates pulled every single week and these kids love the program, mm-hmm. they get so excited, but you've got children who haven't had that experience yet, it's a little sad. So we would love to ensure every child has that experience. No child is left behind. So come on out, share your time,
yeah.
Stress relief, come play with some Play-Doh.
Yeah, yeah, and there's that too. You go back to your kid at heart moments, you know?
Yes, you really do. I know when I first became a Reading Pal, some of my favorite moments were re-exploring and refinding those books that I loved as a child. For me, it was like If You Give a Mouse a Cookie or Corduroy, mm-hmm. and now Llama Llama and Pete the Cat, they're the books that kids tend to gravitate to. But I love introducing like the nuggets that were really special to me, and hopefully they'll be special to my child as well.
Good Night Moon, Good Night Construction Site.
Yes.
I had a boy, so that's what we read. So yeah, those, but all those little things and all the Dr. Seuss series, all those. I mean, it's so awesome, just that little bit of time. So yeah. So Pastor Tim, what are your thoughts? Oh, hold on. We got to go to traffic on the fives.
That was fast.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
All right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Got an accident on Fairfield and 57. Thank you for the tip on that one. Also, another accident that happened on Highway 29 and Muskogee Road. We're still seeing roadblock both in the north and southbound lanes there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. All right, back to Pastor Tim. What are your thoughts? What do you think about all this?
Yeah, you know, we were talking just before we went on, and it's similar to with Paula, that I'm just a big believer that somehow, some way, if we can create momentum, that a child who maybe lacks confidence because they can't read or reading is a struggle, or whatever it may be, all they need is a little spark. And then they see, they say these words, I can do it. Mm-hmm. And I just believe at the tender age of five or whatever the age may be, that builds, it's like a snowball. You know, if I can do this and I can do that. And so I think programs like what you're doing is so incredible because it gives a child confidence. And in my opinion, that is so fragile. And there's a lot of things that can steal a young person's confidence, especially when they maybe come from a home that's, a bit broken or toxic even. And so for them to come into an environment that's structured, it's consistent, it's stable, and it's healthy, man, what child wouldn't want to run to that? So thank you for what you do. It's incredible.
Thank you. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what our Reading Pals program is all about, creating that stability, that confidence, that excitement, and really that safe and nurturing space for that child to grow. And when we talk about the children in our program, they are aged 4 and 5. Think about how much individual opportunity there is for a child of that age to make decisions. There really isn't. You know, they're being told what to eat, what to wear, when to go to bed, when to go to school, when to brush your teeth, when to wake up. So to come into the Reading Pals room and have an adult say, well, what would you like to do? And they can pick out their book and they can pick out that puzzle and they can pick out that STEM kit. It is empowering. And so it is building confidence, decision-making skills, listening skills, interaction. And when we talk to our teachers in kindergarten, they tell us if they can have a child come in who can sit still, get along with others, listen to instructions, they're teachable. And so there are so many significant moments that are happening in that child's life just by having this one-on-one mentorship each week.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, it makes the little things make a difference. So, but that's not all Ready Kids does. Reading Pals is only one program.
It is our flagship program, but you're absolutely right. We are very embedded in the community, and we have what we call the three-pronged approach to kindergarten readiness. And it's very comprehensive of wrapping ourselves around the entire unit, the child, the family, and the classroom. So educator support is something that's really important to us as well. We know that teachers are overworked, they're underpaid, and so we try to be the best stewards as we can to our teachers, and they will tell us what they need for their classroom, whether it's snacks or cleaning supplies or extra hands or chaperones. We can fill that void for them and just make it a little bit easier for them to do the incredible work that they're, you know, meant to do. And then family engagement for us also. We know that parents don't receive a manual when their child is born, and so we want to make sure that they're as supported as they can be. And so we're out in the community at outreach events and going into other schools and sending home books and resources and tools that parents can really use to ensure that learning isn't just happening at school, but reminding them they are their child's first teacher and their most important teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've actually had an incredible partnership with these guys. So I'm grateful to be sitting next to you again, where they've come to an event that we've held, 5 years now, mm-hmm. out of the fairgrounds for back to school. So thank you for just sowing seeds into, I don't know, we probably serve 1,000+ families in the course of 3 hours, and you guys have been rock stars.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a great event as well that community brings it all back together to help out the little guys. And this is also a good segue. You mentioned taking care of the teachers. So I'm also on the board for the Escambia County Public School Foundation. So I'll give them a plug since Joe couldn't be here, because that's what we do is we help take care of the teachers. We help take care of the staff, the teachers, and all of that with different programs along those lines because it's so important. Teachers, not only are they, you know, underpaid, but they put a lot out of their pocket to help fuel their classroom, whether it's snacks, supplies, extra things, you know, those kind of things. I know when Dylan was in elementary school, I always got extra school supplies and an extra backpack, took it all to the teacher, and that's just me doing one little thing. So think about the number of teachers in the whole county that, you know, these organizations like Ready Kids and the foundation can help supplement whatever to make it a little bit easier for those teachers who are literally helping teach the future of our you know, city and our country. So it's, you know, makes a big impact. What events do you have coming up? I know there's a big one that you and the foundation actually partner together on.
Absolutely. So that is our annual fundraiser, Hogfest, that is put on by Northeast Pensacola Sertoma. It is an exciting evening where you get to come out to the Pensacola Harley-Davidson store and walk around the showroom, enjoy tons of food, tons of drinks, music all night long. There's raffles. And the biggest thing is that for your ticket, $120 gets two people in for all the fun, but it also gets you in for a raffle of either a brand new motorcycle or $10,000 cash.
I haven't won yet, but
you're gonna keep on trying.
So, show me the cash,
right? That event's coming up in April, so be on the lookout for tickets to drop soon. And then going back to family engagement, one of the things that we do at Ready Kids is this will be our third year offering Read Across Pensacola Day. This is a day that is all about celebrating the joy of reading, putting books into the hands of children, and inviting out families to get resources from our local agencies and partners. So that's coming up in March. We will have information very soon about the date and location, but make sure you follow us on Facebook, Ready Kids FL, and we'll be sharing all the information there, and it's free to the community.
Wonderful. I know that's an important one, too, because reading is so important, and yes, you know, giving people access to those community partners that can help in that facility is so important. And it's just a great event. I mean, it's just a wonderful event for the community to come together for that cause. So, and I know Hogfest, I've been for the past few years with the Northeast Pensacola Sertoma guys. So it's a great event, good food, and the chance to win that money or that hog. You know, it's
you can't be beat.
I know, and it's legit. They bring in an accountant, like they don't mess around. Like, it's legit.
It's a lot of fun, and it's interesting because, you know, I'm not, you know, by nature somebody who thinks that they would, you know, have the most fun at a motorcycle event, but it is a blast. Mm-hmm. And the Sertoma guys are so funny. They're so nice. It really is an event for every single person. And so if you're hesitant, if you're like, you know what, I really care about kids, Ready Kids and the foundation being supported by this event, but I just don't know if this is my jam, you will not be sorry that you came out. It is so much fun. And again, the food is delicious.
You don't have to ride a bike.
Right.
You don't have to be in that area, but it's just, it's pretty, it's fun.
Right?
It's a fun event.
And the live auction, I mean, they give away stays out in like the Pigeon Forge area, and we bring a bunch of things that people can bid on as well.
Yeah, they've given away like tickets to Saints games and all kinds of different things.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. And then we are about to go to traffic. Oh, look, I'm early again.
Look
what?
At you. What? I'm getting proud of you. Wow. Wow. All right. So we're still dealing with the accident that happened on Highway 29 and Muskogee Road. The roadway is clear, but we're still seeing some delays both in the northbound and southbound lanes. I-10, I-110, everything else is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip with the new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther. And combined with Subaru's legendary capability of standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected conditions and terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road, they're all fair game in the new 2026 Subaru Hybrid. Better fuel economy, legendary reliability, you'll find both in the Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid and Subaru Forester Hybrid. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekdays 2 till 4, right after Markley Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jennifer Harrison, filling in for Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. And I do like Andrew. This is a good choice. Bring me back to my high school days to date myself a little bit. But yeah,
we're trying. We're trying.
Yeah, I like it. All right. We are here with Christy Craig from Ready Kids and Pastor Tim Fox from Jubilee Church. So, Christy, what else? Give us some last minute. Let's remind everybody what to do with Ready Kids, how they can get involved, how they can volunteer.
Yes.
Events, everything.
Absolutely. Well, we always say that we have two needs, and that is money and people. You know, Ready Kids is a local nonprofit. We don't get any state or federal funding, so we rely entirely on the generosity of our community. No dollar amount is too small. Every bit stays right here in our local community and supports our children directly. And then, of course, we need people, volunteers to step up, share their time 45 minutes a week as a reading pal. Reading pals don't have to have any special experience, any, you know, specialized training. We're just looking for individuals who truly want to make a difference and who are going to support a child, again, on that path to kindergarten readiness. That doesn't have to look like some kind of significant lift. It really is just showing up 45 minutes a week, coming out to the school, engaging in, you know, play-based fun that is all designed to help a child learn, grow, and build that confidence. So you can learn more at our website, readykidsfl.org. We provide trainings every single month for new volunteers. You have on-site support from site coordinators. You are never alone. This is a program that is truly supportive and really wants our students as well as our volunteers to shine and to love it.
Yeah, and I know as a reading pal volunteer, I absolutely love it. My little Amari looks forward to seeing me every Monday, 9 o'clock. And what do you want to do today? And he picks a puzzle, sometimes we color, sometimes we do stamps, sometimes we play a game. We try to read a book every time, depends on his attention span, but he makes a decision and we make it happen. So, and he just, it makes a difference. So definitely, if you want to volunteer, want to learn more about it, go to their website. Feel free to text me and call me. I'd love to fill you in on what I do with them. It's such an important thing. And then mention Hogfest again, where they can go and
yes.
All of that.
So Hogfest is coming up in April, and we are so excited to be selling tickets to join us for that event. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it's just a party for a purpose. Come out, enjoy some food, and get your name in that raffle for the $10,000 cash prize for a brand new Harley. Again, follow us on social media. That's where you're going to find our most information, Ready Kids FL. Whether you're visiting us online, on a website, on Facebook, Instagram, that is your handle, and you can find us in all the spots.
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for being on. I know, Tim, you're staying on. We'll have Brian Wire coming up.
Still here.
Yeah, have Brian Wire coming up from the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce. And Christy, thank you so much for being on and all the work that you do. And be a volunteer. Take care of our little babies.
Thank you.
News, I'm Therese Crowley. Calming the waters from the U.S. to Greenland to Britain, Mike Johnson becomes the first sitting House Speaker to address Britain's Parliament.
I told the President that I felt that my mission here today was to encourage our friends and help to calm the waters, so to speak, and I hope to do so.
Saying we each need to attend to our national defense, and a deal will be worked out with Denmark over acquiring Greenland after President Trump roiled the waters on the way to the Davos Economic Forum.
We have to have it. They have to have this done. They can protect it.
Markets bracing for big losses over Trump escalating tariff threats on Europe until the Greenland deal is done. As we await the Supreme Court decision on his tariff authority, and despite widespread Minnesota anti-ICE protests, the ICE operation has rounded up some 3,000 illegal migrants in Minnesota. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 38 degrees here across the area. We'll get to our forecast with Marianne Caldwell. That's up in a few minutes. State and local officials working on traffic solutions at Jim Allen Elementary School in Cantonment. They're hoping to ease traffic congestion. State Representative Michelle Salzman, School Superintendent Keith Leonard, and School Board Member Tom Harrell met with the Florida Department of Transportation recently. The school is looking at potential congestion solutions like adding another traffic light on Highway 29. A $35 million project to renourish more than 8 miles of Pensacola Beach will begin January 26th. Santa Rosa Island Authority Executive Director Mike Burns says crews will be adding sand from Fort Pickens to the National Seashore on the east end. 5 ships will be pumping sand from offshore. That project should be done by April 1st, just before spring break. The work is being funded by the SRIA, Escambia County, the Tourist Development Council, and some matching state grant funding. Pensacola Beach woman going on trial this week for causing the death of a motorcyclist. Jury selection began Monday for 62-year-old Ann Killo. She's charged with DUI manslaughter and vehicular homicide. Prosecutors say Killo hit Scout Anderson from behind on Via de Luna Drive in June and drug him more than 400 feet. Troopers say she had slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and smelled of alcohol. Open liquor bottles were found in the vehicle. If convicted, Killo could face up to 30 years in prison. Now, sad news in the search for a missing teenager. Coast Guard suspending the search for 18-year-old Elias Guillermo Lara Vargas yesterday. He and two others went kayaking over the weekend in Pinellas County near Honeymoon Island State Park. The other two kayakers were found. They're okay. The Coast Guard search for Vargas covered nearly 300 square miles, and so far, they found no signs of him. The Pinellas Sheriff's Office says they plan to resume their search today. Supporters of a recreational marijuana ballot measure are urging the Florida Supreme Court to let voters decide the issue. Smart and Safe Florida filed an 84-page brief on Friday, saying the proposal meets legal requirements. Attorney General James Uthmeyer and business groups argue that the ballot language is misleading about where smoking would be banned and that the measure conflicts with federal law. Smart and Safe Florida says those arguments were already rejected when a similar measure made the ballot in 2024. The court will hear oral arguments on February 5th. The group also needs more than 880,000 valid signatures by February 1st. Well, a driver narrowly escaped serious injury in a single vehicle crash in Cottage Hill earlier this week. More on that with Austin Price.
The driver was an adult male who lost control of his pickup while crossing railroad tracks on Eden Road, which caused the vehicle to veer off and hit a tree. The driver reported that a jug of milk he had just bought flew into the windshield upon impact. FHP is investigating the incident. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Well, thank you very much, Austin. It is 8:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We got just one accident right now that we're working, and that is Highway 29 and Muskogee Road. That is clear, but if you're coming southbound approaching Muskogee, you're still going to see some delays due to that earlier accident. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Marianne Caldwell.
Another cold start to the morning with temperatures in the 20s and 30s across the area going into the afternoon, warming up into the upper 50s with lots of sunshine, staying dry today before rain chances increase through the end of the week. I'm meteorologist Marianne Caldwell with your WEAR First Morning Weather Update.
Thank you very much, Marianne. And right now we've got a little bit of a chilly start this morning, 38 degrees here across the area. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime it happens. Your money now for this morning here at the opening bell. The Dow is down about 1.5% at 48,650.82. S&P down about 1.35% this morning at 68,44.71. NASDAQ down over 1.5%, 23,139.304. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, we are up slightly, 4.3% this morning. Gold prices up 151.90 at 4,747.30. Silver is up 6.15 at $94.69. Bitcoin down about 2.5% this morning at 90,732. Taking a look at our financial headlines this hour. The Supreme Court could rule today on the legality of President Trump's global tariffs. The justices heard the case back in November. The court's decision could have some big implications on American consumers and businesses, the economy, and also presidential authority. Opinions are set to be posted after 9 o'clock this morning. The massive nurse strike in New York City has now reached day 9. 15,000 nurses are still off the job there and on the picket lines. They're continuing to call for better pay, better benefits, and safer working conditions. Three hospitals are involved in the negotiations. They say no deal will be made until the nurses' union comes down from what hospital officials call reckless and dangerous demands. Now, there's a new option available for travelers who are not Real ID compliant.
TSA Confirm ID will roll out an optional process on February 1st seeking biographic and or biometric information to confirm a traveler's identity and that they are not on a secure flight watch list. The agency recommends completing the process before arriving at the airport, and there will be a $45 fee meant to cover verification of an insufficient ID. Travelers have been warned since May that they'll need what's known as a Real ID or another approved form of identification to board a domestic plane. I'm Matt Mattinson.
It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Daniel will not stop crying. I changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
So several years ago, Christina Leavenworth had left being in the news, and she'd started a couple of things and started a family, and she wanted to go into real estate. And those of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, you know, if anybody can do it, certainly she can. But a lot of people, they try real estate and it doesn't really work out for them. Oh, my goodness. Talk about results. In the peak of the market, when it was easy and houses were almost selling themselves, she and her team at Levin Reinke Realty were selling over 200 homes a year. Now, in the last couple of years, with the market being what it is and interest rates higher and prices higher and people reluctant to sell because they lose their great interest rate, 3 years ago, her team had sold 175 homes. 2 years ago, they'd sold 165 homes, which is still 3 to 4 homes per week. It's still amazing. Well, this last year in 2025, back up again, over 200, 209 homes, up 30% in a down market. When other people are really struggling to sell a home, they are just selling the lights out of these homes. It's crazy. So what does she do differently? Well, call her and talk to her. 850-786-3900. $39.96 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Ladies, join us to be the impact in 2026. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, a women's organization that has given over $18 million to nonprofits right here. Meet other members and hear about the impact our funding has made at meet and mingle sessions through mid-February. Women 18 and older are invited to join us by March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org. That's impact100pensacola.org.
Good morning and welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jennifer Harrison filling in for Andrew McKay, who is still gallivanting around town. We just finished up with Ready Kids. We had Christy Craig from Ready Kids on and learned about how to get involved there and how to be a mentor and be a reading pal like I am every Monday at Brentwood. So definitely get involved there. And now we have Brian Wire with the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce in the house. And then Pastor Tim Fox is here with us again, kicking in. And a little fact, Tim and Brian actually went to college together and have known each other for a couple years. This is how Pensacola works. We all get back together with each other at some point. So
true.
Yeah. So welcome in, Brian. Tell us a little bit about what's going on at the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber.
Well, Tim and I are pretty young, so we got there about 5 years ago.
Come on,
so we're still pretty young in our age. So
yes.
We were sneaking in places together for a long time, me
and
Tim.
Okay. Gotcha.
I'm Brian Wire. I'm the president of the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce, and we've been around here in the chamber since 2018. We've been through the challenging COVID years and some of the hurricane years, and we're still here to make sure we provide our service to the community of helping out minority businesses, small businesses, really all businesses, to connect and provide economic fairness in a way that we can all get our businesses running in a good fashion.
Yeah, and I know the work you do is so important for those small businesses and those minority business, women-owned businesses. Giving them a place to come together, to learn, to network, to, you know, be each other's support. It's very important.
One of the services we provide, too, is a way to connect with other businesses, corporations. We have big, strong supporters in Florida Power and Light, Baptist Hospital, HCA, a lot of the different corporations in town here at Cat Country as well, to provide ways for them to connect with some of those smaller businesses and those ones that can use help to get their businesses even bigger and better in the community.
Yeah, and you have a networking event tonight.
Yes, we have an after-hours networking event. It's at our chamber building at 321 North DeVillers Street. It starts about 5 o'clock. It's a chance for people just to get together. We stopped doing business networking for a while because there was just so much going on in the community. We just started back up again the last month or two. It's a chance for people to come out, meet each other, get a chance to make some new connections and get a chance to learn some information. So yeah, We're doing that tonight. So feel free to come out to our event if you can.
Yeah, it's a casual event, but it's a way for people just to get to know each other, meet those people who they may not have met prior to and learn from them and collaborate. And there may be some ways they can get together for sure. Yeah. And then what else? You're really big in the community, which I know I am as well. That's how we kind of met a while ago. So what other things are you doing in the community these days?
It's mainly serving on a lot of boards and a lot of different community events. I'm on a board for the Equity Project Alliance, Baptist Hospital, the Early Learning Coalition, Work and Habitat for Humanity, and different other groups. So they all have different activities, initiatives going on. I'm trying to make sure I'm a part of that to help provide a way to give some impact and provide some perspective in different
areas. And you're chair or president of the United Way Board this year, correct?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I'm chair of the Equity Project Alliance as well. So those it's different being a board member and being in a chair executive role. I found it out the hard way at times because being a board member is kind of, you know, your responsibilities are a lot less. When you're chair, it really takes on a whole new perspective when you feel like you're guiding the organization. So it really is a time commitment well spent, but it takes some use getting adjusted to it. Everyone's looking to you as a chair. So I'm learning to fulfill those roles in my organizations.
Yeah. But the work is so important for all the nonprofits that you're involved with and all the organizations. So I know people think you're everywhere because you are, but it's all the things that mean something to you. So it's not like you're just doing it to do it. You're in the community because it makes a difference.
Oh, exactly. We really do. And knowing Tim from all these years, you know, the work that Tim does as a pastor is phenomenal. I never knew when we're going through school to see Tim be a pastor one day, and I'm so happy that he is.
I didn't know either.
It was a God-given, driven event. But the work that he does as far as being a pastor is just so powerful. I mean, we can never underestimate the ability that a pastor can help to lead his flock, to lead a church. And Tim does it in a way that is really great because he does it feet on the ground. I mean, he's there beside the people, not necessarily leading them in an authoritarian way, but taking care of and leading them as a person that's understanding what's going on. So it's great to know Tim, and I'm so happy what he's doing with his church and what's doing in his community. You have a big event coming on this week with Elisa Tappan, right?
We do. It's I mentioned it earlier with about human trafficking and just the ability to bring awareness to this issue is so important. So, yeah, it's this Thursday night, 6 o'clock on our campus, Jubilee Church, 5910 North W Street. Got to buy a ticket, so go to SurvivorLedSolutions.com. Yeah, thank you for all that you do in the community. When do you sleep?
So on that note, we're going to traffic on the fives real quick, and then we'll come back to the whole sleeping thing. Yeah.
That's right. We are accident-free, also delay-free right now. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your quick traffic on the fives.
Thank you, John. Back to that. A lot of us that do things in the community, we do it. People think we don't sleep and we're everywhere, but we're really at those places we really need to be. We want to be where we can make even a little bit of an impact. And I know Tim and I work together on several things, food distributions and coat collections and what have you. But being in the community, and that's what a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the churches do. I know Craig Heinzman from Marcus Point will be here Thursday and Friday hosting. And he's, you know, a good friend of mine as well. And you guys do think you're in the community. You're there, boots on the ground. You're not just leading. You're leading by example, and you're making that community a priority because it is.
Yeah, that's and just to piggyback off what Brian said, I think our generation moving back to Pensacola,
yes,
right, which was the typical norm. You had to move away and then hopefully found your way back. Why wouldn't we want to give back to this amazing place we call home? And my hope and your hope, I know, and Jennifer, you as well, is hopefully we'll inspire like the next generation to get involved, to give back, to serve on boards and do food events or whatever it means. That's what I think that has bubbled up through the course of this morning is our community has a lot of amazing organizations that serve people with basically no strings attached. Mm-hmm. Just to love people, just to serve people, just to take care of little people. And for that, we should feel really good about our community because it's easy to complain. I'm just a big believer in that. Anybody can tear anything down. It doesn't take any effort at all, but it takes work, Brian, like you're doing and the work that I'm doing and Jennifer and others to actually build it up.
And Tim brings a great point because our generation, when I was graduating from UWF, my first goal was to get out of Pensacola as fast as I could.
Same.
There was not much going on in the area. I didn't feel like I could get my degree value out of it. So I left and ran away as fast as I could. And then when you get away from it and you kind of develop a career, you develop some connections, you realize how important it is to come back. And we were coming back and forth every 3 months for about 20 years. And we said, hey, let's just move back for good. And we moved back in 2013. And we want to make sure we're part of the community because it wasn't there when we were here.
That's true.
Yeah. And now being here, we want to make sure people see it, the value of it, and keep and retain, hopefully, some of those people from leaving the area and staying here and providing an impact to
it. Yeah, so good. That's so good.
And Tim and I, we were at the same event on Saturday night, the Living the Dream event for Martin Luther King. And we were in the same room, and we saw each other on photos, but didn't see each other in person. It's just
amazing. That happens a lot.
That can happen where we can be at the same place, but not see each other because of the volume of people there, because of that interactions, activities. Tim can't walk across the room without meeting 30 people that he are new and seeing 20 that he already knows. So it's hard for him to get across the room.
Oh, you're the same way, Brian.
Yeah, you're the same way. Yeah.
We're all coming exactly. from the same class.
This is called deflection. Yeah. I'm deflecting over to him to take care of my failures. I'm highlighting him.
But it means a lot. And a lot of people don't realize how giving back to your community in whatever shape you can, it makes a difference. Just being the little impact you can, the big impact you can, whatever you can do, finding what pulls your heartstrings.
But do something.
Exactly. Do something.
Yeah, do your God-given gift and talent, the things that you excel at. Like, Jennifer, you do an amazing job at the food distributions. When I've come to those in the morning times and see the way you orchestrate all of it, it puts me in awe because no one realizes all the planning that goes into an event that should come as just a casual guest. Playing behind the scenes takes so much energy and effort. Yeah. And when you come to like a food division that you're running, you know it's going to be ran very well, be organized. Anyone has any problems, they come to you, and then you're going to make sure that it's taken care of. Yeah. So you use that gift to really help out our community.
Yeah, and I get a really good group of volunteers, and I have some core people that come every time. You know, you guys are some of them. So they, you know, that make a difference, and it makes it easy to do because we're all there for the same reason, to give back. In the little bit we can, even if that's somebody's only event that they volunteer for every year, I want to make sure. It's okay. That's your thing. That I'm blessed to have all of those volunteers there. So, and that's what a lot of us do in the community is we volunteer. Some boards I'm on, some places I just volunteer. It makes a difference if I can just do that one little thing. So that's where the whole theme for today. You know, find what pulls your heartstrings. Find where you can give back, you know, even if it's not in your organization, do something outside. If it's something that pulls your heartstrings, just go volunteer, donate, whatever you can do. Even if you can donate a backpack every year, that's it. That's fine. That's one more backpack we have to help a kid. So just have to find that. So, and that's where Brian, you're really good at because you're at all the events doing that. That's, you find what works for you and you're there.
Me and Jennifer have a joke, and it's called Jennifer Can Speak Brian.
Yeah, I speak Brian.
And I really struggle with volunteers, getting people to help me out, and I just have the hardest time of my
So I ask for him because I can read Brian. I can read and speak Brian.
She sees when I'm like really stressed out and I'm trying to do everything on my own. I have the hardest time getting volunteers to help out. I will volunteer in a heartbeat if I can, but I have the hardest time asking and coordinating. It's just something I struggle with. I'm going to need your prayers, Tim, to help me out and find a way to get that process rolling.
You got it.
And that's why we work well together, because I can read Brian and I can be like, hey, well, we need to get some volunteers for this. And we can make it happen because I'll do the ask. And he's like, oh, I was going to do it by myself. I'm like, no.
That was easy.
It's okay. We can get people. We can get people together. It's fine.
Well, and sometimes people don't volunteer because they don't know.
Yeah. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah. So once we make them aware of something.
Yeah.
I find that people are like, where can I help? And then, of course, I put them to work.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of your, how can I help? That's your line. And, you know, Brian will do it too. You know, how can I help you? But anytime I talk to Tim, the first question for coffee, how can I help? It doesn't even matter what we're going to be talking about. How can I help? And that's what we all should do. You know, how can I help you today? Even if it's just for this next 5 minutes, how can I help you? All right, Tim, talk a little bit. We have a couple minutes before traffic, so talk a little bit about the event coming up Thursday.
Yeah, so I was made aware of the issue, the need around human trafficking. I think historically churches, the Big C Church, it's easy for us to kind of sweep this topic under the rug, so to speak. And so I think when Alicia came to myself and our team, we just said, you know what, this is something that's happening in our backyard. It's hard to believe, quite honestly. And it comes, and it's not just about a child. It can literally, and I don't have time this morning to tell the stories, but it could happen to a man or a woman, a mom. It's all over the board. Here's the reality. We need to do something about it. So first, we're going to pray. Prayer does really change things. And then secondly, we're going to give and we're going to educate people. So it's this Thursday night, 6 o'clock on our campus, Jubilee Church. You can go to SurvivorLedSolutions.com for all the information, get tickets. It's just a time for us to come together. There'll be some art on display. I think there's some an amazing hors d'oeuvres planned and some information. And it's Because I Wore It is really the name of it. And it's going to be pretty amazing event. So invite out the community.
Awesome. Now we're going to go to traffic on the fives, and then we'll close it up.
That's right. No accidents or delays to let you know about right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 29, 90, 98, just pick a number. It looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
So back in 1969, Robert Peden was hot, you know, which is understandable, in Panama City, Florida in the summer. And he thought, you know what? I can do air conditioning. I can maybe make this a business. I can help out my family, friends, maybe make a few bucks. So he started this little company called Peden. And he expanded eventually because obviously he was quite good at this. And he expanded to heating, he expanded to plumbing, he expanded to electrical. So now anything inside your home, those complex systems, even outside your home like a generator, they take care of that stuff. They've obviously expanded geographically all the way east to Tallahassee, all the way west to Pensacola, and of course across the state line in the last couple of years, even into Alabama. So all the way into Baldwin County and Mobile, everywhere from the eastern time zone Tallahassee to across in Alabama to Mobile, they can take care of you. It's good products, good people, 100% satisfaction guarantee on all their work. And right now, they want you to beat the annual regulatory price bumps with Peden's New Year Old Stock Sale. Take up to 25 AC systems before they're gone. You can call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for one- and two-bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star-rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering one-bedroom apartments for $799 and two bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview, location, community, quality living, all starts at Princeton Grove.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What? What? What?
I love it. I love it. Welcome back to News Radio 92.3. I am Jennifer Harrison, filling in for Andrew McKay. I have Brian Wire with the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber of Commerce, as well as Pastor Tim. Pastor Tim Fox with Jubilee Church in the studio.
There is no other Tim.
No, there isn't. There isn't.
None other.
I'm sorry. You're the one and only Tim Fox.
Whatever.
That's for sure.
Whatever.
So, Brian, let's close out with events you have going on. Anything else you want to say about the chamber community?
Just that we're here to help make sure we provide a way to provide the function to help out businesses in the area. We do have our after-hours event tonight, just a casual gathering, have some food, some snacks, and chance to talk to people. We also are involved in helping to sponsor different events, like we have the Impact 100 coming for the Mix and Mingle next Tuesday, the 27th. Just please keep a look at our Facebook page. Jennifer does a great job helping me out with the Facebook to make sure that that we do a good job explaining what's going on. Then we have our big annual meeting and awards program taking place on March 24th. More details to follow soon.
That'll be at Brownsville Community Center.
Yes, it will be. And mm-hmm. Jennifer's helping me out with the volunteers because I kind of get that great look in my eye.
We need sponsors and volunteers for that event.
I know. She's helping me out, nudging me very well because I get a little overwhelmed. I overthink it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this. Yeah. And she's doing a great job. So more details to follow soon online.
Perfect. And then, Tim, plug your event that you're doing with Alicia Tappan on Thursday real quick.
I'm going to invite you to our church, actually.
So, okay, even better.
Hey, if you're listening and you want to be a part of an incredible community, come. Jubilee Church, Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. It'll change your life.
Beautiful. Thank you guys so much for being on, helping me close out.
Local talk.